Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
It's probably safe to say that 2021 is one of the most highly anticipated New Year's that we've seen in quite a long time. It's also probably safe to say that one of the things that we can all agree on is that we don't want to repeat the mistakes and the struggles and the sufferings of 2020 into 2021 and beyond. We've faced so many challenges in the past year, and we know that some of them are going to continue into the new year, but we also know that we don't want to repeat them as we go forward in our history. So the question is, how can we avoid repeating 2020 into 2021 and beyond? And the best way is to not repeat it, is to learn from it. We need to learn from the mistakes of 2020 so that we can not repeat them as we go forward into 2021 and beyond. That's one of the things that has been true throughout most of human history, is that we have needed to learn from the mistakes of our past so that we cannot repeat them in the future. And this desire to learn from the past is something that has been a part of human history for a very long time. And in fact, it stretches back through human history into the time of the Kingdom of Israel. Now, the Kingdom of Israel is the history that's recorded in the Old Testament. And specifically, when we look to that, we can see the value of how important it was for them to learn from the mistakes of the past so they didn't repeat them in the future. And there's one particular incident that highlights this so directly, and that's the story of King Josiah. Now, King Josiah was made king when he was 8 years old. Talk about facing some challenges right out the gate. He was made king when he was 8 years old because his dad was assassinated. And Josiah was lucky because normally if your father's the king and he gets assassinated, well, you and the rest of the royal family follow. But he was made king when he was 8 years old. Now, there was this time in his tenure when they were doing some restoration work of the kingdom of Judah, because the kingdom of Judah had been through civil wars, they had been through invasions, they had been conquered by the Assyrians, part of the people had been taken away, and the kingdom had fallen in disrepair. So Josiah instituted some taxes, and they collected some money so they could then do some repairs on the temple. And so this one time, King Josiah sent his second-in-command, Shaphan, to go to the treasury, which was in the temple, to collect the money so they could pay the workers. And so the king then sends Shaphan, and he goes, and Shaphan arrives at the temple, and he collects the money, and then he bumps into the high priest of the day, which is Hilkiah. And Hilkiah hands him something else. He hands him a book. And it wasn't just any book. It was the book. It was the book of the law. It's unclear from the text why they lost track of it, but what is clear is that the people of Judah had not been following the law for a very long time, and they had distanced themselves from the ways of God. And Hilkiah gave this to Shaphan, and Shaphan read it. And he knew immediately that he needed to give it to the king so that the king could read it as well. And so Shaphan goes back to the palace, tells King Josiah about this book, and King Josiah then has Shaphan read it aloud to him. I guess that's how you did an audiobook back in the ancient days. And so after Josiah had heard it, he knew what needed to happen. He tore his clothes, which was a sign of humility, and then he instituted a whole bunch of reforms so that the kingdom of Judah could then be pursuing a relationship with God again. He learned from their past so that they would not repeat the mistakes of their past, and they went into the future. Now, to give you an idea of what they faced, there were so many challenges that they had to overcome. They had to stop worshiping false gods. And what they did to constitute that is they burned all the idols and all the paraphernalia that went with that. They kicked out the male temple prostitutes and the women that were helping them. I mean, they destroyed some temples that were dedicated to the god Molech, who encouraged child sacrifice. I mean, some serious stuff that they had to stop. They also had to remove statues in the temple. Carved images were a big no-no back in that time for the Israelites. It still is, and they got rid of some specific ones, some horse statues that were dedicated to the sun god. All kinds of wrong things there. And they then also destroyed some rooftop altars. They had some altars on the roof that were dedicated to giving sacrifices to the gods of the constellations. This is just a bit of what they had to stop doing. They got rid of wizards and the household gods. These are the kinds of things that they had been doing and how far they had fallen from the ways of God. But it wasn't also what they had to stop doing. It was also what they had to start doing again. And they had abandoned one of the core traditions of the Israelite and the people of Judah for the longest of time. And that was they abandoned the Passover meal. And so they celebrated the Passover meal for the first time in hundreds of years. Could you imagine what it would take for us to stop celebrating Christmas or Easter and to drift away from that? And could you imagine how amazing it would be to be able to celebrate Christmas or Easter for the first time after hundreds of years? That's what they were going through at that time. And Josiah led the people in this way for the whole time of his reign. And things went so well for them. They went so well for them. But in full disclosure, it didn't stay going great for them. After Josiah had died in battle, his king Jehoaz was put in as the next king. And Jehoaz did not follow in the ways of Josiah. He actually reverted to the ways of the ancestors, and they started doing all of those evil things again. And according to what the text says, the people of Judah believe that because of their bad behavior, the Babylonians came and conquered them and brought the people into exile. I mean, we would say that it was just the unfolding of human history that was indicated by the conquest of the Babylonians. But what all of this highlights is just how hard it is to learn from the past and how important it is to do so. And what has been true for so long is that we need to learn from the mistakes of the past so that we don't repeat them as we go forward. So in this very moment then, it leads us to the question, how do we avoid repeating 2020? How do we avoid repeating the mistakes of 2020? Well, the best way to not repeat it is to learn from it. Now, we faced a lot of crises in 2020. And with that much crisis going on in this unprecedented time that we have found ourselves in, of course it means that we have a lot of history to learn from. And so how do you learn from a time that is filled with so much crisis? You have to understand what crisis does, and then you have to ask questions of yourselves. And so what does crisis do? Well, crisis, it accelerates, and crisis clarifies. To say that crisis accelerates, it means that during a time of crisis, things move faster, change goes faster, the trajectory that people were on or the world was on continues to go faster and faster. It also means that the good that was happening can get compounded to be faster, but also means that the bad that has happened can be compounded to go faster as well. But also, crisis clarifies, because during a time of crisis, we learn what is most important to us. We can see things more clearly. We get an understanding of what really matters in a time of crisis as well. And so crisis, then, in 2020, accelerated the good. There were good things that happened. There were good things that happened for the first time. But it also accelerated the not so good. And so we have to pay attention to the ways in which it accelerated that as well. But crisis also clarifies the good. And the crisis of 2020 clarified the not so good. We can see the world more clearly than we could perhaps ever before. Maybe there were things that were happening that we now better understand, or maybe there's something that we're seeing for the first time. But because of the crises of 2020, we can understand these things better. Now, we have to make sure that we then take inventory of these things as we see the way that crisis has impacted our lives. Now, the crises of 2020 that constitute much of the history that we have to learn from, these things then are the things we have to reflect on so we can learn how to live differently as we go forward. And what I specifically want to encourage you to think about doing is I want you to take out a piece of paper and write at the top, crisis clarifies and crisis accelerates. Find a time where you can get some quiet, turn off your phone, turn off the TV, tell your spouse to take the kids, you know, away for 30 minutes or whatever it might be. And then on the same piece of paper, I want you to then write in three sections, my life, my community, and my world. And then reflect on how crisis has accelerated and how crisis has clarified my life, how it's clarified or accelerated things in my community, and how this crisis has clarified or accelerated things in your world. And reflect on these things and make some notes for yourself. And then after you have had a chance to reflect on these things, I want you to share what you've learned about yourself, about your community, and about the world with someone else. Maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's a friend, perhaps it's a coworker, or a small group from church or somewhere else. If it's a work-related reflection that you have, you could share it with the team or somebody that you work with in that capacity as well. But once you've done this work of reflection and learning from the past, then it's important to take it and share it with someone else. Because when you share it with someone else, that's the pivot that you can then take to turn it into action. Because when you have reflected, and then when you share it, and then when you create an action plan, that's what actually then makes the changes that you want to see. So let's make sure that we do not miss out on the chance to make sure that 2020 counts. That 2020 counts for us, for our communities, and for our world. We need to learn from our past so that we don't repeat it. So let's make sure that we learn from our past.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.